Galaxy Audio presents Gun Boss of Tumbleweed by L. Ron Hubbard. Chapter 1, Blackmail Job.
Someday, hombre, one of these squeezed-out rancheros is gonna get past your guns, and when he does, they'll be measuring you for a side kimono. And personally, it'll do my heart a world of good to see you skipping over the red-hot coals of hell.
Mark Kincaid said it with insolence, a wicked flash in his eye. But somehow, it was tired, too. Tired with the weight of 5 years on the payroll of Gar Malone, king of the Concha Basin. The sun was August hot in the searing blue bowl of the southwest sky. But it wasn't the sun which made Gar Malone jerk his hat lower to hide his eyes. They sat their horses for a little on the edge of the trail, neither one of them willing to let it drop without further venom. For they hated each other, as the rattlesnake hates the Gila, and they had hated each other for a long, long time. Gar Malone was corpse-thin, hot for gain, killer-ruthless in his sway of range in four hugely unsurveyed counties. His eyes were dark, his teeth were black. There was no light whatever to the flame of thirsty ambition which scorched within him, searing him on to further power, further wealth, further conquest. He was no coward, Gar Malone, but he knew his man.
What objections you got? Seems like you're kind of late, Kincaid.
Sure. I'm the fallen sparrow, and my hands ain't fit to touch a decent horse. But they ain't my crimes, Gar Malone.
Crimes? Why, for cripe's sake, what kind of a baby have you turned into? What's criminal in being the biggest horn toad in this furnace? What's so damn dirty about shoving weaklings and Pee-wee's stockmen out of the country? Did they invent it? God made it, Kincaid, and it's for the one that can take it and keep it.
God may have made it, but he sure didn't count on a brand artist coming along and turning it into what it is. There ain't 50 decent people from here to Tumbleweed. It's getting kind of monotonous pitching into every poor citizen that wants to eat, work, and prosper within 100 miles any direction. I don't object to dirt, but I get tired wallering in it and pretending it's rose petals.
You going to Tumbleweed or ain't you?
Oh, sure. I'll go to Tumbleweed. I'll knock out the Singing Canyon spread. I'll stand back and let the boys throw lead into honest punchers whose only crime is being loyal to a good boss. Sure, I'll do it.
Now that's better,
said Gar. Mollified, considerable.
You're the best gun in the state and the gold I pay clinks. But by all that's holy, Kincaid, if I have to go on taking all this off in you, you think I'm going to forget what I know?
Dead men ain't got no memories to speak of at all.
Gar's dark gaze fastened upon the silver-chased cannons in Kincaid's Buscadero belt. His breath went shallow.
Try it, Kincaid. Go ahead and try it. And the Saturday I don't appear in Lawson, Jeb Barley takes the sealed packet out of his bank safe and puts it in the hands of the U.S. Deputy Marshal. You won't be the only one that will get green-gilled that day. Think twice, gunman. Think twice.
You ain't panicky, are you?
His laugh was insolent, without any amusement whatever.
You think I don't know you're fanning? Why do I pay you? And we both know why you go on working for me. I need you. You and Gary O'Neill need me alive.
Gar's mood changed into pretended lightness and warmth.
I hear that young Gary's ma got herself a new house on her birthday. Now, wasn't that just wonderful of you boys? I tell you, it does my heart good.
You know, hombre, there's times when I just plain itch to let...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?